My name is Linton Rasanagium, I tell you. I don't bother with the Linton. People call me Raz. I am 50 years old. Far away in some corner of my mind I hear the sea, soft as a sung lullaby. I am here because of a series of unfortunate events for which I am only partly to blame. No, wait, that's not right. I am to blame for what I did, but understand this. Every act has a past. Events don't materialize from nowhere. Maybe I will have to die before this becomes an acknowledged fact. Why are you shaking your head? Let me finish. You stare unblinkingly, without the slightest movement in the muscles on your face. I have to control myself as best as I can in order to stop the feeling of dizziness that has been dogging me for weeks. This takes effort, and I'm weak through lack of sleep. Call me Elizabeth, you say in a clipped voice, cutting me short. The edges of your mouth tighten. And let me give you these to sign first. You hand me two pieces of paper and point to the crosses on them. I sign. Now, you say, we don't have an awful lot of time. There are just 4 weeks before your hearing, and this charge of theft is of a serious nature, so we need to concentrate quite hard. Once a thief, always a thief, I think. Where have I heard that before? The papers are calling me a terrorist. I shake my head. Terrorism is another matter. I know the law has provided me with your service, but actually, the only thing I'm interested in is seeing my beloved daughter again. Can you get her to visit me? I will try, you say. But your case is a serious one, so let's not waste time. I am silenced momentarily. All I need is for you to deliver this letter, I say, pushing it towards you. And maybe you could send her an email as well. Please. The truth is, I continue, following my own train of thought, most people who commit crimes aren't bad in any clear way. After I was denied bail, things changed, and the media, who had hardly noticed me before, began their campaign of hate. One small mistake leads to a bigger mess, and then before you know how it happened, you find yourself in big trouble. You frown. What you did was hardly a small mistake. It wasn't shoplifting, you say sarcastically, your mouth tight. But can't you understand how it could happen? I persist. You say nothing. Then suddenly you make a small movement of impatience and instantly I am frightened again. Wait, don't go. I'm sorry, I don't want to waste your time. I promise, I need your help. Just listen for a minute, please. See how quickly I start pleading, how easily I am derailed. You hesitate. Mr. Rasanagium, you say with some difficulty. Raz, I have some questions that need urgent answers. It is important you answer them as best you can. I understand your concerns about your daughter, and I will pass your letter to her. I will also email her. I will do all these things for you, but you must see I am not here to discuss your daughter. I'm stunned. I need to know the reasons, in your own words, as to why you stole the painting, you continue. Take your time. Begin with your childhood, if you like. It's always good to have a context, but we have to focus on my questions. You mean something else, of course. People seldom say what they mean. I am a stubborn person, I say slowly, refusing to be bullied, wanting to go back to the beginning in my own way, both superstitious and occasionally religious. You shift your feet. Some might say I am unforgiving, I add, that I bear grudges. Certainly it is true, I cannot forget past injustice. You are looking at your hands. Then you raise your